Good afternoon. I'm glad that I have this opportunity to talk to you guys about something that actually came about to be a lot more fun for me than maybe even for the students, and a lot more fun than I think I really even thought about it. And I probably learned more about it too. And that's podcasting in a soil fertility class that I teach at Kansas State University, undergraduate soil fertility class. I'm going to start out just talking a little bit about what podcasting is, because I'll have to admit that before I even started this, I had to learn what podcasting was. It's basically posting an audio or video file on the internet in an episodic manner, just kind of like a magazine subscription or something like that, with the option for this syndication, the RSS feed, which allows somebody to use a software product to subscribe to it. So basically, when I post an audio file, it's automatically delivered. That content is automatically delivered to anybody who has chosen to subscribe to that. And really, right now, you know, anybody in the world could subscribe to my podcast. You'll see later. I can't track that. But anyway, I can only hope that everybody is. But that's what it is. And so there are all sorts of podcasts, and they subscribe with podcatchers, and iTunes has that capability as well. So why would you use this option in education? First off, there are a lot of different reasons. I'll run through a few of them here. You might appeal to students with different learning styles. You might appeal to students that they might receive the material better at different times outside the classroom, in smaller segments. A long 50-minute lecture may be hard for them to take in all at once, and now they say, well, you know, you got small pieces that may come at evening. You know, they can listen to it in evening time, and your class is 8:30 in the morning, and they may learn better at night. Things like that provide students flexibilities. The main thing I'm going to focus on is this last one. This is really what got me most interested in it, was the opportunity to deliver material that would be difficult to effectively deliver in a classroom setting. The one that I used it for was guest lectures. There are other things that that could be applied in your classes as well. The thing that I had with guest lectures is students always loved them. They always said that it was a highlight of the class, this lecture period that I had somebody come into, but they were hard for me to arrange. And some of the people that were really effective at guest lectures lived like 6 hours from campus. And so it was somewhat of a burden for them to come into campus, and they did an excellent job, but it was difficult to schedule every single time and get our schedules to coordinate. And it kind of limited to only maybe one guest lecture a semester. So here I had the idea that, well, maybe I could use these podcasts to deliver guest lecture content to my classroom. It wouldn't have the same burden on the guest lectures, and I could do more of them and lots of things. And when I really got into podcasting, I realized, you know, they're audio files, so students with iPods could be listening to them, and you see these students walking around campus, and I'm thinking, well, gosh, they could be listening to soil fertility stuff when they're walking on campus. And I had visions of them, you know, in cars, traveling to away games, and they're all listening to soil fertility, and this was going to be great. The objective was to develop an audio podcast that would provide students with the same benefits as a guest lecture. Mainly, I wanted to increase student interest in the subject material, which I felt guest lectures would do, increase their desire to study the course material, and then help the students connect the course material to applications in their careers. I'll go through the podcast development, give you an idea of what I did, and then we'll move into some of the results. There were 6 podcasts developed overall. 4 of them were recorded telephone interviews that I had with professionals in the industry. Had 2 golf course superintendents, an agronomist in the fertilizer industry, and then a fertility expert in vegetable and horticulture crops. And then I had 2 other podcasts that really were adapted radio interviews with extension specialists. We have a radio program, Agriculture Today, operated by the K-State Radio Network, and the host of that program has many years of experience and does a much better job interviewing people than I do. And I got his permission to basically adapt some of these radio interviews that he'd already done into podcasts for my class. And he was very willing to do that. And so I added 2 more that way. I aimed for about 15 minutes in length. One ended up being 23 minutes. I thought it was fabulous. And it might have been a little bit too long, though. The students thought it was a little long. The way I actually developed them or recorded them, 2 were recorded in the sound studio at the radio station. It worked great, but it was a little cumbersome. And then I ended up recording two just simply with Skype and Skype Recorder, and it worked excellent. There's really not any sound quality difference between the ones in the sound studio and the ones with Skype Recorder once you end up packaging it in a format that people can download and listen to on the internet. I won't go into details other than if you're interested, this is an excellent way to record telephone interviews. I ended up editing it with Audacity, again, a free file editing software. You can add lead-in music and lead-out information and edit out ums and uhs and parts of the conversation that aren't relevant, all sorts of things. A lot more than what I used it for, but it was plenty adequate for doing this and didn't take too much to figure out how to use. The way I incorporated it into the course, again, it was an undergraduate soil fertility course with 81 students. The students were required to take an online quiz associated with the podcast. It was about a 10-point quiz. Each podcast or each quiz and podcast were up for about 3 weeks, maybe 3 to 4 weeks, and the students could take those quizzes. The top three scores were entered into the grade book. So I had specific questions for each podcast. I didn't put those on exams or other homework things. They just took an online quiz and kind of functioned on its own once it was up there. So they didn't have to listen to all six, but they could if they wanted to improve their grades. Then following the class, an anonymous survey was administered. There were 68 respondents of the 81 that were in the class, and those are the results that I'll be showing you in the next few slides. These first few slides are just to give you an idea of how the students felt about the general podcast administration. This is their general interest. I asked them if they felt it was interesting or not interesting or somewhere in between, and in general, the students felt that, the majority of the students felt it was interesting or very interesting to listen to podcasts, which, I don't know, I didn't ask them how they felt in my own lectures, and so I figured the majority of the students liked it or felt it was interesting. That was pretty good. Then the amount that they learned, over 60% of the students felt that they learned a fair amount or a lot. And if you kick in learned some, we're looking at about 85% of the students felt that they learned from the podcast, which I felt was really good. Again, my main objective was just to get them interested in the subject, but they also learned, which of course is going to be an objective of teaching as well. So I felt that was positive information that they felt they were learning from it. Now, this here kind of gets to the main objective of the podcast was to increase their interest in the subject matter. I asked them, again, they had five options for answering each one of these questions, and I've grouped them together. The agree and strongly agree are the green bar. Neutral on the question is blue, and then if they disagreed or strongly disagreed, I aggregated those together as red. So the first question, podcast increased my interest in soil fertility, and we see there over 60% of the students felt that the podcast did increase their interest, and I was felt that was fairly positive. A little over 50% felt that it increased their motivation to study soil fertility, so that was good as well. And then when it comes down to seeing the application of podcasts in their career, over 70% of the students felt that it helped them apply that information to their career better. And so from this, I felt that it was a fairly successful endeavor for the class. That was reinforced by this last question, where over 75% of the students recommended that I continue to use podcasts in this manner in the soil fertility class. So that's a pretty strong recommendation, I felt. As well, I also asked the students if they listened to more than three, why they did so. About half the students listened to more than just three podcasts. A quarter of the students listened to more than three because they felt they were interesting. They said, I didn't need to improve my grade, but I just wanted to listen to more. So that was kind of nice. So I think in general, the students liked it. Now it comes down, the last few slides, how they actually listened to the podcast. 20% of them subscribed to the RSS feed, 80% didn't. They just clicked on the file, watched it online. They didn't take advantage of kind of the podcast mechanism out there. 97% listened to it on their computer. None of them listen to it on an MP3 player, and only one or two people listen to it some other way. So I guess my vision of them walking around campus listening to Soil Fertility is not coming true. 86% of them listened to it at their desk while taking the quiz. So again, they're taking the quiz, listening to the podcast, which is fine. I didn't say they couldn't do that. I was just wanting, again, I wanted to get them to listen to it. That's what the quizzes were there for. 8% listened to it in their room or their desk while doing other things. Only one, you know, nobody's walking around campus or anything like that. One persistent person did listen to it in their car. So they're listening to them, maybe not in the way I'd initially imagined. So in conclusion, I felt it was fairly effective at achieving the desired objective. It did increase their interest in the subject, increase their motivation to study, and their application of this material to their, helped them apply this material to their career. They recommended inclusion in future years, but of course they're not out there soaking in soil fertility at all times of the day. Anyway, with that, I'll take any questions. I guess I want to acknowledge the people that helped out. Rob Mickelson, Alan Blaylock, Dick Stuntz, and Lauren Breedlove were my interviewees, and I greatly appreciated their help. And then the help of Eric Atkinson and K-State Radio, they helped out quite a bit as well in helping me put this together.
We have time for one question.
Are you going to use those same podcasts for the next time you teach that course, or are they just going to stay on iTunes U?
No, I'll reuse them.
Okay.
And actually, I did this. These are all of just last year. I started a kind of a guinea pig study the year before and just had two podcasts. And I reused those the next year. And you know, it's general material. I might add more as current topics and stuff come up. I'm sure I'll add some in and recycle some out, things like that.